It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From Reuters, European Commission recommends opening EU membership talks with Bosnia. Earlier this week, the European Commission recommended opening EU membership talks with Bosnia and Herzegovina. This is just an early step on the way to possible eventual accession into the bloc, and the Commission noted that there's still a good deal of work left to do, including handling local ethnic rivalries and secession threats. But the EU is looking to expand for economic and defense reasons, and this recommendation is meant to recognize the work the Bosnian government has already done, passing all sorts of laws that have brought it more closely into line with EU standards for things like human rights, corruption, and migration. From Al Jazeera, Thai election authorities seek to dissolve poll-winning Move Forward Party. The Thai Election Commission has said that it will ask the country's constitutional court to disband the Move Forward Party, which took the majority of votes in last year's election, and which, among other progressive policies, has said it intends to change strict laws against insulting the country's royal family. In January, the court found that the Move Forward Party's plans to change these laws violates the Thai constitution, and if the commission's efforts to dissolve the party are successful, that could result in a ban on its leaders from being involved in politics for a decade. The heads of the party have said they don't intend to overthrow the Thai system, which is democratic but places the monarch as the head of state, and they've said they'll prove their innocence in court. The forerunner of the Move Forward Party, the Future Forward Party, was dissolved in 2020 due to financial issues. And from the Buenos Aires Herald, Milei gives himself salary raise, backtracks after social media clashes. The president of Argentina, Javier Milei, has been criticized for approving a 48% raise for himself and his cabinet while overseeing dramatic cuts of government spending across the country and its agencies. Milei claims that the raise was implemented by his predecessor and applied automatically, but his critics say that he approved the raise in February. Milei has said he will overturn this decree, though this is likely to continue to be a topic of conversation in Argentina as the country continues to suffer staggering levels of inflation and because child poverty levels recently hit 57%, according to the UN Children's Fund. Those levels on track to hit 70% the first quarter of 2024, unless something changes. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.